You've entered the Networker Zone, the ultimate podcast for networkers in direct sales, network marketing, MLM, or any sales side hustle. You'll learn the skills for the how-to and the mindset to make it work from the author of over 20 best-selling books and over 25 years in the business. Here's your host, Keith Schreider.
All right, today in the zone, we are talking about lowering your expenses to equal more profits. One of the questions that I love asking distributors, whether it is in coaching or whether it's in trainings, I always ask the question is, if you won the lottery, what would you do? What would your day look like? What would your week look like? What would you actually physically do if you didn't have to worry about money and you won the lottery? And I asked that question to really dive down and figure out, why are they building this business? What is their real goal? Like, what is their outcome of their life? Because so many times we think it is materialistic. Now, there's nothing wrong with materialistic. A lot of times people say, well, I'd buy this car, I'd buy this house, I would buy this amount of watches and jewelry, et cetera. And sometimes it's, I would spend way more time with my kids. And some people say I would spend way less time with my kids, or they would say what they would like to give money to. And it starts getting the wheels turning when you talk to distributors already in the business. And I love asking this question to people that aren't in the business, not just to get them interested, but also just to be able to learn about other people. And it also kind of jogs my memory of other things that I could do with my life. But most of the time, when someone answers the question, what would you do if you won the lottery? You know, what would you do all day? Most of the time, the first thing they say is, well, I've heard a lot of the horror stories about people going bankrupt or even going into debt a couple years after they won the lottery because they mismanaged their funds or didn't pay the taxes or whatever the case may be. They said, the first thing I would do is I would learn to manage money, or I would hire somebody to make sure that money would last. And that is a very mature, adult way of handling. And the majority of people say that. It may not be at the very beginning, but they say that eventually in the conversation. And my counter discussion is always, have you ever thought about learning to manage the money first? Because then you could create some habits about managing money and you could probably accumulate some wealth without having to win the lottery. And sometimes it brings up other discussions, and sometimes it's a completely blank stare that I'm crazy. But either way, we had a discussion and I got to learn something about other people. Earlier on this week, I kind of took a deep dive about the lottery, and I found out that the lottery, they only pay out, in fact, now it's decreasing, they pay out less than 30% on average. Every state is different, but they pay less than 30% out to the winner. So the 70%+ is, you know, overhead and other expenses that they have, but really 30%, that's extremely low. I mean, that is worse than 99% of the games in Las Vegas, which is an entire city based upon entertainment or people that are bad at math, or the risk of winning for people that are bad at math. But yeah, no disrespect to Las Vegas, I'm going to be going there next year because it's entertaining, mostly for some business as well as some entertainment. I probably won't gamble, but if I do, I'll find something that has a lower chance of me losing and there's a chance of me actually winning. But it's an entire city built upon entertainment, and you have a better chance of winning in Las Vegas than you do in the lottery on average. But I also wondered, number one, how many people play the lottery? No, the reports say 1 out of 2 people. It could be 1 out of 3. It could be 1 out of 5. I have no idea how they get these statistics, but everybody knows what it is. So it's probably more like 1 out of 3 people play the lottery. But on average, they spend $1,000 per year on a lottery ticket or on lottery tickets. And again, I get the excitement of the possibility of winning, but $1,000 per year seems like a lot, but it really isn't. it's only a little bit over $80 per month. And $80 per month for some sort of entertainment, and you probably not get anywhere close to your $80 in return, it's in your entertainment category. And I looked even further. They said the average household spends about $300 per month on entertainment. Now, that's lottery. That's all your streaming subscriptions. That's going out to eat. That's going to, like for me, a lot of concerts, or it's kind of in the umbrella of hobbies. All of this entertainment on average is $300 per month. So the lottery is part of that. And entertainment is great because most of it is, well, I think all entertainment is mindless, but it's something that puts a smile on your face. And I would never say get rid of your entertainment budget, because what's the point of living life? But at the same time, there's probably something in our entertainment budget that could probably go bye-bye. You know, do we really need that many subscriptions of streaming? One or two? None. Everybody's a little bit different. But we could probably look at our entertainment budget, or what we're spending on entertainment, just by looking at your bank statement or your credit card statement or however you do your expenses. And you could probably turn that into business building. So it doesn't have to be all of your $80 for lottery tickets or all of your $300 per month on entertainment. What if you just took a fraction of it? What if you took 10% of that and spent $30 on learning how to build your business? That's almost a masterclass. That's a lot of books or audios. Or, you know, maybe if you just set aside a certain amount every single month automatically, you could probably save up for your next company event. I get it. Company events can be expensive. It's hotel, travel, the event ticket, dining, even entertainment as you're there. But if you're doing something every single month to save up for that, well, it's not much of a big ding. It's not much of a big hit into your account. So instead of spending $300 a month on mindlessness, well, maybe cut it down. Take $50 of that and put it into a fund, put it into another account where you can learn how to build your business, whether it's going to a company event, masterclasses, books, coaching, whatever it is that works best for you at the present time. Use that money. You're basically just transferring some of the mindless entertainment. Again, I love mindless entertainment as well. I just make sure that I'm not overdoing it. So you take some of that money, transfer it into building your business, or transfer it into building your future, I should say, for your business. And here's the best part, is a lot of those things won't be dollar for dollar. A lot of these business building expenses can be tax deductible. Some of them, you're probably going to have to talk to a tax professional about what is deductible and not deductible. I'm not an expert. I give it to my tax professional, and they figure it out for me, because I don't want to make any mistakes. So I would say talk to a tax professional about possible deductions of your expenses. In previous episodes, I've had financial experts, and I'll definitely have them back on to talk about compounding interest. You know, we want to make sure that, yes, we're lowering our expenses and we are getting more profits. Let's make sure to turn that into additional profits, not only into our business, but into some sort of savings, retirement, whatever you need, or emergency fund. There's so many things that you could do with your money. I'm not an expert. That's why I bring on experts, but I can show you simple math. Let's take that $1,000 a year that most people spend on lottery tickets. If you just did it into 10% compound interest in 20 years, instead of having $1,000 per year for 20 years, which is $20,000, if you did 10% compound interest every year for 20 years, that would turn into over $60,000. Now, that's just math. That's not financial advice. Well, that shows you the power of compound interest. But you know what? What's even better than compound interest is compound business. Your business skills compound. It's so much easier to build a business. Now, what do? I do both. I personally invest and I personally build my business. And it's really easy to do when you stop wasting money. It's really easy to build a business with little or almost no cost if you just transfer some of that trivial spending into learning and building your business. So think about, what can you do today to make a difference in your business? Is there something that you can pause? Is there something you can get rid of? Or is there something that you could even just commit to? Yeah, you probably have. Some people have plenty of money that they could spend. What could you invest to learn to build your business? As always, if you received value in this episode, please share it with them. But more importantly, looking forward to sharing another episode with another successful networker next week.
Thanks for visiting the Networker Zone. To get awesome networking tips delivered directly to your inbox, or for more information about books, audiobooks, online training, including Zooms and masterclasses, make sure and visit BigAlBooks.com.